$10 billion spent in just 30 minutes. No wonder it's dubbed the world's biggest shopping day. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Suping Chan. Good morning. Many of our listeners will be familiar with Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the US, but China also has a huge shopping event. It's called Singles Day. The BBC's Leisha Santarelli reports on how e-commerce giant Alibaba is set to benefit from this year's windfall.
Singles Day was the brainchild of Alibaba founder Jack Ma. It was thought up as an anti-Valentine's Day, where instead of buying a gift for someone else, you have 24 hours to buy items for yourself. All heavily discounted, of course. Now, this year's event was kicked off by a live performance by Taylor Swift, and sales hit $1 billion after just 1 minute and 8 seconds. Before the clock struck 5 p.m. in Beijing today, more than $30 billion had already been spent online. That figure is equivalent to over 80% of Amazon's online store sales last quarter. As a result, Singles Day and many of its copycat events are now viewed as an important barometer of Chinese consumer sentiment. Now, Alibaba has been trying to diversify its business away from its home market and into areas like digital payments, but is still heavily reliant on e-commerce. Around 80% of its revenue comes from this division. Alibaba has another reason it needs to sustain its record results from Singles Day. It plans to hold a dual listing in Hong Kong this month and raise a reported $15 billion. And if the numbers aren't good, Alibaba may find it quite hard to shake it off with investors. I'm the BBC's Leisha Santarelli for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index closed down nearly 3% after another protester was shot by police. Meanwhile, Spanish stocks are little changed after the country's second election this year failed to break a political deadlock. Australia is suffering from its worst bushfires in a decade. And now the states of New South Wales and Queensland have declared a state of emergency. Officials have described the situation as a catastrophe, with the area around Australia's biggest city, Sydney, bracing itself for even worse conditions tomorrow. Peter Maguire is chief executive of XM Australia in Sydney.
The news coming across the state has been one of very much putting, I think, a reality check across the state, with 1% of it being burnt or 850,000 hectares. And we're looking at temperatures tomorrow to probably breach 40 degrees Celsius, which is a little unusual for this time of year where we're still 3 weeks from summer.
What sort of economic damage could these bushfires potentially cause?
Well, one has to realise that you've got the possibility of schools being damaged or burnt. You've got housing, of course. What goes on in these country towns as far as all facets of their commercial zones. And then you've got farmlands and you've got agriculture and then you've got pastoral lands for feeding of crops and, of course, for animals. So the damage can be very, very run into the tens of millions or hundreds of millions, depending upon how long these fires last for.
Peter Maguire. Scientists across the world rely on a variety of DNA samples to make groundbreaking discoveries. Africa is the most genetically diverse region in the world, yet only 2% of the continent's DNA is available for this research. Oshonye Ogene reports from Lagos, where one startup is building Africa's first commercial biobank.
At the Sickle Cell Foundation in Nigeria, patients are being treated for a disease that affects millions of sub-Saharan Africans. At this clinic in Surulere in Lagos, I'm visiting Rebecca, who was diagnosed with a serious life-threatening form of the disease when she was 7. She's here with her mum for a checkup.
I will be very happy if they can produce the drugs that can cure it, so I will have rest of mind.
There's no cure, and the treatment can be hard to access and expensive in parts of Africa. 54Gene is a Nigerian company that's working to find a cure for this disease and for others. It's building Africa's first commercial DNA biobank by gathering and storing samples from local hospitals. Dr. Abasi Eniobong is the CEO and founder.
We are working to improve the study of genetics research, which can lead us to understand, you know, the genetic basis of diseases, which eventually lead us to discovering new drugs that can be used to treat people of African origin and people who are not of African origin. So everyone.
So why is this research so important? The African genome is the most genetically diverse in the world, but at the moment, it makes up only 2% of the world's genetic database, which Dr. Abasi says if 54 gene can address will make a tremendous difference.
Africa has the most genetic variation on the planet Earth. And yet only 2% of the genetic studies has focused on this population. It means that there is a lot that we are missing globally in terms of genetics research. In fact, there are two drugs in the market now in the UK, Japan, US that were discovered as a result of mutations found in African populations. Interestingly, those drugs have not yet come into Africa, but they're being used to treat people of all races. That's how having data like what we had were generating in Nigeria can actually help the global research community.
This may be an initiative which started in Africa, but the market potential for genomic data from this continent is truly global. Research that includes people of African descent could help health practitioners develop revolutionary new medicines here and across the world.
Oshone Ogone there. Finally, British department store Harrods has been accused of behaving like the Grinch when it comes to visiting its Christmas grotto this year. Parents must spend at least $2,500 if they want their kids to sit on Santa's knee. I remember when it was free. I even got a book to take away with me. In London, I'm Suping Chan with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.